you have a Bible this morning, Acts chapter number 3. The book of Acts chapter number 3 is where we'll be. Trust that you've had a good week. Hope if you're here this morning, you're not sick. We know several that's out this morning because they are sick, so let's pray for them. And let's pray this morning that God just help us with what we stand in need of today. Acts chapter 3. If you will, when you find your place, stand to your feet. We're going to read a few verses to honor the reading of God's Word. Acts chapter 3. If you're able this morning, let's stand. If you're able. Bible says, "Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour." Bible tells us that was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. A lot of people think church is from 11 to 12, but it could be any time God meets with you. "And a certain lame man from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asking alms. And Peter, fastening eyes upon him with John, said, 'Look on us.' And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, 'Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.' And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaped, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat at the alms at the gate, Beautiful, at the Beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him." Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We love you. And Lord, we just thank you for bringing us here, Lord, in one mind and one accord. We pray, God, for the needs to be met this morning. God, I thank you again for the good week you've given us. We pray for those that are sick that you'd heal them. God, those that couldn't be here, wanted to be here, please watch over them. God, those that chose not to be here, we pray, God, that there'd be something missing in their heart, Lord, that they'd see a need to gather with us. Father, we thank you for the ones that are here this morning. God, would you speak to our hearts? Thank you for our King James Bible this morning, God, that speaks to us. We pray, God, that you'd help us, Lord, to be about your business this morning. Would you set a guard about our lips, Father, that we wouldn't say anything foolish or fleshly. God, bring out the truth this morning, Lord, that when we leave here, we can say, well, Lord, we left better than we came. Lord, we want a closer walk with you. We need you, and we thank you for that march up Calvary's Hill. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. These scriptures out of the book of Acts was talking to us this week as we were at a Jubilee meeting. It got us to thinking about the lame man. Right, the lame man. That's what I want to look at today. What the lame man found in church? The Bible says that he was laid daily, and thank God for somebody that carried somebody to church. Somebody that loved this man enough to try to give him some help. And the Bible says that he was carried there, and he laid daily. What did he see when he went to church? The Bible tells us that there was at the gate Beautiful at the temple where he was at. The Beautiful was not the name of the city that he was in, but it was the name of the entrance of the temple where he was at the gate is what it was. And the Bible teaches us about so much of that, that he saw Peter and John. He saw others walking to and fro. It was a beautiful place to look on. What was it, though, that he seen when he went to church? What do we see when we go to church? What do lost people see when they come to church? What does the community see when they pass by Forest Hill Baptist Church? What did they see? Well, number one, I say is this man, he's been a believer, see me? He's been a believer. The Bible says that they went up together in verse 1. There was no fussing, there was no fighting, there was no disagreement. They were worried about what pew they were sitting in. They were worried about who marked the new spot, who was saying the new song, who got to say the offering. They were not like that. They had a belief that they were there together.
Amen.
They were there together. You know, this world's not very lonely when you've got somebody walking together. And that's what they did. They were together what they did. They were together there to praise God. There was a unity there. And that lame man seen that. He had looked upon them. He had seen how there wasn't no drama. There wasn't no division.
It's not about how we feel like something should go. We're here to meet with God, to praise the Word. And you know what? We're here to move when His Spirit leads.
That's right.
We're here for church. When you come to church, you ought to be for help. It's not just an hour that you pass to make you feel good about yourself, that you did something good on that.
Right.
I'm afraid that's what we got so many people doing out there. That they think, like, hey, God, an hour today. You ought to be glad God gave you the 23 hours on the day. Well, I gave you $5. I put that in an offering plate, but I really didn't need that. And let me say this too. This convicted me this week. This is a perfect topic. He was talking about giving and stuff like that. You know what he was talking about? He said, when we pay our tithes, we really ain't giving.
Right.
We're giving God what we've already given. We're not giving what we
pay. Right.
We're giving what we're supposed to. Which means if you pay your tithes with God, and then you just put an extra dollar in place, you are giving out of your heart. And I start thinking about that again. What can I give? What more can I give to God? God's been gave everything to me. What more can I give? I believe this was a church that was giving. And not just in money. They were giving in time. Peter and John stopped to look at this man. Not just a tithe, but a time. They were looking for him. They said, what is it that you need? What you got going on? See, the reason they stopped and asked is because they had a concern for that gentleman that was laying there. And he said he was asking the Bible. He was looking for kindness. He might have been looking for money. He might have been looking for food. I don't know what he was looking for. But you know what Peter and John said to him? Silver and gold have I none, such as I have. He said, you know what I can do? There's no money I can give. He said, I didn't have a bag of crackers I could give. But what I have is something that's a whole lot better. He said, I'll pay you seriously. You know, I might not be able to give you food, but I can tell you what we can do in the name of Jesus. He said, we can give you the land.
Amen.
He did. There was belief there. Belief was scarcity. What about us, church? Are we together when we meet? Are we coming here to meet with God? Are we here to come in and lift up one another? Are we coming here to praise His name when we sing? Everybody, you know, this ain't no contest, but who can sing better than that? We gotta all raise our voices and sing to God. But don't be sorry this morning of what He's done for us, of what He's given us, how He's blessed us, how He's watched over us. Thank you. My goodness, we've got roof over our head. Every one of us is dressed. We've got clothes on our back. Every one of us drove. I don't know if anybody that walked to church this morning. Every one of us drove to church. God has provided what we need.
That's it. That's it.
So our Father's lost out. We should be murmured about what we need. Thank God. Thank you, Lord. Not what we need. These men had all they needed. They were going to church with the right attitude. They had a good attitude about going to church. I believe they were happy about going to church. Going to church should not be a burden, not be something that just excites your soul to serve you up. That God has given you another chance to go to church.
Right.
I didn't want to go to church. What about these days? I love some of these brothers when we made Friday and day. I think they were on Thursday.
Maybe.
About that stuff. But then again, I'm not going to mean, so I'm good there. Sundays, I love Sundays. I love meeting with the Lord. Is that something that the Lord means? No, it's not. I'm glad that He's not just a God of Sundays, but He's a God of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
And not only that, I shouldn't just only come to worship Him on Sunday. What am I going to do tomorrow morning? I'll be worshiping Him tomorrow morning. And then when Tuesday comes, what would I get up worshiping on Tuesday morning? He's the Lord of all. There's belief that these two men had, and it showed that lame man something. It got his attention that he was looking because he had seen them alone. He could have had anybody else, but he said there's something about these two old boys. I believe they love the Lord. There's something that they will be able to help me with that I need.
Amen.
He just needs some help. There was belief there. Not only did he find the belief of the Timothy church, he found the beauty of the temple. The Bible says that the gate called beautiful. You know what I believe? I'm thankful for everyone that's come and helped us when we laid out homes, we cleaned the church, and we cleaned out other stuff. I believe this is our day, the most beautiful place we've been.
Amen.
We are putting the most of our church to build our homes. I believe that. This is a place that we meet to worship God, and we want God in our homes too. But I believe our church got to look beautiful.
Amen.
We are cleaned up. We are made prepared. We are picking up after ourselves in the views. We shouldn't just leave stuff around. Right? This isn't the movie theater. This isn't the concert. This isn't the city hall. This is the sanctuary where we worship God.
Amen.
Exactly. show. You ever been to some of the churches? You see them online, you can see them on TV, and they look like concerts. All the lights is off except for a spotlight. How about we give Jesus that spotlight?
Amen.
I like Christ on the church, but we set every light on. I don't want the lights off in here. To me, when the lights go off, I represent the darkness.
Right.
And the devil's going to be making his way through this place. He's been on that. But you know what runs the devil off? Light.
Amen.
That's why I say, put every light on in the building. Turn it off. I don't even want the devil trying to hide out the cross. Put that light on the building. Leave him on. Let's turn him off.
Yeah.
He takes enough of our time anyway. He doesn't want to bring him in here and let him have any more of our time in church.
Amen.
He'll follow him in if he leaves.
Right.
He don't want us fixing up his church. He don't want us making repairs. He don't want us to. You know what he will do? The Lord lets you make some repairs and stuff, and he knows he's bad and he's not bad.
God, amen.
That's a place called beautiful. He recognized the beauty of the temple. I'm glad today we can pull us out here. You know what? I think our church is beautiful. I think it's sanctuary beautiful.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm glad the Lord put us here. The lady is seeing that. What do people see? What do people see when they come back here? But let me tell you something. Our church better be something more than just a beautiful place to meet. Better be that. You can fix it up and you can do all this, but you know what? If the Spirit of the Lord is not here, you ain't going to have church. It ain't nobody going to be over here. We need God here. But I believe what we need is our big beautiful. Our big beautiful. The gate called beautiful. Let me tell you what else. He noticed the benefits from his struggles. The benefits from his struggles. Look what Jesus is right here. And Peter, raising his eyes and calling him with John, says, look on us. And he gave Peter and expecting to receive something of them. He comes to church expecting to receive a blessing. Now, I like that. We should come to church expecting God to meet with us. But you know what we ought to come to church for? To be a blessing.
Amen.
A lot of times it's not, and you know what, I feel like we can all get into this, or we all feel guilty of this, and I know I have. I come on the church to do something for me, when I come to be up on church.
Right.
Oh, but that's the attitude, isn't it? The benefits from his trouble. What are the benefits from his trouble? You know what the number one benefit from his trouble that he had to be his wife? You know what comes from it? Faith. Thanks for coming. Let me show you this in verse 6. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, and such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise and walk. Faith performed a miracle. It was faith that performed a miracle.
Amen.
But notice how Peter said that. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. He didn't say the name of Peter, he didn't say the name of John, he didn't say the name of Horace, but that is dirt. He said the name of Jesus, the name of all men, the greatest name. He said the name of Jesus, the rise and walk for the power of his name.
Right, amen. See it.
Power of Peter, he was being a channel for Jesus. He was him being a vessel for Jesus. He said in the name of Jesus, the rise and walk. That faith performed miracles. Look in verse number 7. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength.
Amen.
His faith experienced miracles. I'm glad he said immediately. Hey, Peter, John didn't give him a bottle full of acid or molds or any of that. He said, just take three of these 3 times a day and 3 days you'll probably heal up. I'm glad when Jesus does something, it can immediately happen. He said that his bones and ankles received strength, and he was able to get up. He experienced a miracle of immediately with the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Look at verse number 8. Faith comes in miracles. What does that mean? I'm here for you to look at it. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with him into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. You know what? That happened outside our church door. This is how the Spirit of y'all have this.
Right.
Somebody out there could walk, he was lame, they say, no, he doesn't pray it over me, and just pray in the name of Jesus Christ, respect to him. And I believe that when you pray. You don't have to believe when you pray. When you got hard times, you need that in the head to stop away. You have trouble financially. Pray in the name of Jesus and he can immediately fix your troubles.
You see, right.
His hand. But you got to believe. This lame man believed what he heard. He believed.
You know, it's something to come to church and listen and say, boy, that all sounds good.
Won't you take hold of what you did at church and try that? Won't you, when you hear the scripture read, won't you go home and study and look at the video for yourself and see what that means to you? You know, this Bible speaks to everyone. This Bible speaks to church. It speaks to individuals.
Amen.
This Bible will talk to you if you're ready.
That's right.
Let's talk to you later.
And the good thing is, when you hear it, he's talking to God. That's all right.
Amen.
I believe this little boy did some of that too. But he was so happy at what Jesus had done in his life to visit him from his trouble. It said that he started thinking up. He couldn't even walk for it. But he said he pulled himself up. And when he received that strength, I'm glad that we can have somebody like this together to help us. And he said that he did something to him. And he leaped. He was standing, leaping, praising God. Not only that, I'm glad today when Jesus touched his life, he didn't just go home and tell everybody. He said, I'm going into church to tell everybody what's going on. He said, Jesus, the master touched me, he helped me.
People are always watching you and what you do. I'm glad when Peter John said, look upon us. What would they swear? What did they have to do to suit them on the truck? It wasn't about the pocketbooks, it wasn't about the watch, it wasn't a new pair of cuffs. You know, on Easter Sunday, a lot of times we get to Easter Sunday and we all look around. Maybe that's what we ought to do when Easter Sunday comes. Stop for a few minutes till everybody stands up and I look at everybody and I'll get back down to the time. It says, look upon us. You know when he said, look upon us? He wanted to fix the tension. He said, I want you to look upon us. Not just look. He said, I want you to listen to me.
Amen.
He's about Jesus. We want to hear him. He said, Jesus. That's the message. That's the strategy to deal with Jesus Christ. He said, look upon us.
And I'm glad he didn't quit and didn't give up. I don't know how many days he went to the temple, but the thing is very good. He persevered. He did not quit. He kept pressing. He kept pressing forward, and they said, I'm going to get up. You know what? I need somebody to come to me, sir. That's what I need. But I'm going to wait that day every day like this. And he went today. He kept praying. I believe he kept praying. Maybe he kept praying because he knew the power of Jesus. And then once all that pressing and that praying come forward, what did he do? He started praying to God. And then the Bible says, when he went to church, let me read this right here. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And it says that they listened. He was the lame man. And the Bible says that they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. I'm going to tell you something today. I would love to see when God does something good in
my life. Amen.
I love to see God does in my life. I love to see God does in your life. You know what the problem is? We should be amazed at what God does.
Right.
We're asking for it. We believe He can do it. So why is it? Why is it we're amazed when God does something? My God's all powerful. He can do all that.
Amen.
But I like that part about amazing. One thing I learned about amazing is why I'm amazed. Aren't you seeing tricks? I know we do it when we do it. But the other part about that amazing I like is I believe it brings an excitement for God.
Amen.
He was leaping. He was praising God. He looked upon him. He was carried daily. And let me tell you something about finding God, living for God, serving God. It is an everyday thing. It's not just Sundays and weeks. It's not just a Monday through Wednesday when we have our Bible. It's not just maybe a Saturday night if there's a Sunday. That's not what's right. It's every day. Every day we need to find somewhere and talk to the Lord. Every day. How many times do we do that? What if this lame man found the church? What if people see in our church? Where are the people in the church going? What's going on with the churches? We see it here at Forest Hill Baptist. There's people that's come, people that's gone. Some's moved on, some's went to heaven. Some's moved on to different churches. Some's done a lot of things. Why is that? Where are they going? What causes people? They're not talking about our church. It's just people in general. I don't think my family is a church. What's causing them in church? What is it? So when I ask you this question, why are people missing? Why are they missing? Are people missing because some preachers have become mean? Is it because some preachers have become mean? This phrase is used today. This phrase is used because of so many citizens murmuring. What are we murmuring for? Why is that we're murmuring? Is it all murmuring? Because our prayers have been minimized. As our prayers have been minimized, and that's made our feet motionless. Why ain't nobody doing the offers like they used to? Is our office not the way it was? Is our feet motionless? Because our purpose has been misconstrued. Are we not understanding what our purpose is? Well, preacher, I'm trying to find my purpose. Do you know what your purpose is? It's to love and obey God for our purpose. Where's the people going to churches? What's changed? God hasn't changed. God said, Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forevermore. God has not changed. The problem is, people have changed. The problem is, you know what, when we come to church to worship and praise, we're too busy being distracted by other things. We need to leave our distractions at home. And let me tell you, the best way to come to church is not to pray when you get here, it's to pray before you get here. Now, you pray when you get here. I'm all for that. I'm for it, but praying is impossible. Do we pray enough? I know I don't. I can talk about you. I can talk about me before. Do I pray as much as I should? Of course I do. Where's people in the church going? What if we show people? What does our community see when they go past the church? Is it a sign of the building? What is it? When they see us walking out, we're walking out together. What do they see? You'd be surprised. There's always people looking. Not only do they see you walking outside your church, but how do they see you in Walmart? How do they see you at the gas stations? How do they see you at the department stores? How do they see you everywhere we go? What do we show people? Because you know what? The lost people, you're in their Bible. They're listening to you and they're going to demand your life. And you know what? A lot of times that can be a frustrating, scary thing. Because you know what? I want to live my best life for God, but I want to live my best life to be an example, like Paul told you to be an example. And you know what I've realized? Is that in my flesh, I fail. I'm not perfect. Not the least. Some days I even struggle about how mature I am as a Christian. I struggle with that. What the Bible teaches us is there's always help in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know what? You might be like that lame man once today. Not so much as your legs don't work, or maybe it is your legs. Maybe your legs is preventing you from serving God, from walking and going somewhere you should have been. Maybe you're laying in your hands. Maybe it's that your hands have gotten so heavy you don't even lift them no more and just pray to God. Or you don't use it to give a helping hand to somebody. Maybe your mouth is going lame. You're just not praising God like you used to. You're just not thinking like you used to. You're just not calling on Him like you used to. Maybe your ears have gotten lame and you ain't listening to the preaching and the Spirit of God. You're not listening like you used to. Maybe your eyes have got lame. You just ain't seeing things from a spiritual sense. You're too busy trying to find things in a physical sense. Our Bible tells us to live by faith and not by sight.
That's right.
What is it today that keeps you from giving God your all? This man, when he got touched, the Bible says that he stood up leaping and praising God.
Amen.
He was thankful. Are we thankful for what we've got? Hey, are we thankful that we wasn't the lame man in the Bible? How God has been so good. When's the last time we just thank God for what we've got? When's the last time we just thank God for your family, for your spouse, for your kids, for your grandkids? Maybe for your aunts, your uncles, your grandparents. When's the last time we just thank God for what you got? I asked you that question today because I'm going to tell you something. When we learn to be thankful, I'm telling you, I believe that phrasing will rise up in us. Let's stand together. Miss Randall, won't you come pray something this morning? These altar are open this morning. If there's something you need to pray about, we want you to come pray. Maybe there's something you need to talk to the Lord about today, and you come talk to Him. Maybe you know somebody that's struggling, that wants to get in church, but there's something that keeps us from coming, and you come call the name of God. Maybe it's you today. Maybe you're the one that's struggling. Don't let the devil keep you in your state. Tell you, well, you'll make it through your struggle. Well, you bring him to Jesus today. Maybe you've got somebody here that's lame, not just lame, that's lost. Would you come pray for him? Maybe you know somebody that has some physical ailments this morning. Would you come call the name of God? Or maybe you just had to thank God this morning. Would you come and thank him?
What is it that you need from the Lord today?